Happy Saturday, everyone. It's Christmas Day, and this is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Austin Cross, host of All Things Considered for KPCC and LAist.com. We thought it would be a good day to reflect on one of the things many of us turn to as a way to cope with another pandemic year: books. Larry Mantle and the Ear Talk team asked listeners for their recommendations for the books that brought them joy, transported them from our tumultuous moment, and helped us survive 2021. We hope you get as many good ideas as we did.
With us is the editor-at-large of the Los Angeles Review of Books and co-host of the LARB Radio Hour podcast, Eric Newman. Eric, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. It's wonderful to hear your voice and to be here with you, Larry. I've listened to you for years.
Oh, thank you. Great to have you with us. And your colleague from the LA Review of Books, Young Adult Book Section editor, Jonathan Alexander. Good morning, Jonathan.
Thank you, Larry. Great to be here.
So, Eric, let me start with you just to ask about one of your favorite books. Obviously, in your job, you're reading countless books in a year. But what particularly transported you during this pandemic year?
Yeah, I have to say, it's very difficult to cull this list down from the many books that I read this year. But I wanted to start with what's actually a comic series. So I believe it's a total right now of 9 volumes, but it's called Saga. And it's written by Brian K. Vaughan and illustrated by Fiona Staples. It was a beautiful, it only really dabbled in a couple of high profile graphic novels titles before, but Saga is a beautiful, sexy, and sharp and thoroughly engrossing space opera slash fantasy. And it had everything that I wanted in terms of kind of escaping and going into a bold new world that also offered lots of really interesting ways of thinking about difference and family and connection in ways that reminded me of Sam Delaney's writing.
I understand the ending, though, was devastating.
That was also in my notes. It is absolutely devastating. But the good news for those who haven't jumped in yet is that the series is only half completed and they've already started working on new installments.
All right. Saga, the comic series by Brian K. Vaughan, illustrated by Fiona Staples. Again, I'd like to hear your recommendation. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Sarah in Santa Monica said, I just discovered a great author, Taylor Jenkins Reid. Daisy Jones and the Six is my favorite of hers. It's about a band, and it's like reading a behind-the-scenes music documentary. Sarah, thank you for that recommendation. I appreciate it very much. Janelle in Orange County says, Rachel Yoder's Night Bitch. It's about the trials and tribulations of being a stay-at-home mom, and the main character gradually transforms into a dog. I can really relate because I'm a mom to 2 young kids under age 4. That's Rachel Yoder's Night Bitch. Janelle, thank you so much. Great. We got a couple of recommendations right off the bat. You can also email us at atcomments@kpcc.org. Please include your location as well as your first name. Eric, particularly looking at, Jonathan, looking at young adult books, pick one, please, to highlight for our listeners that really stuck out to you.
Absolutely. We spent a lot of time reading young adult fiction and trying to figure out what will appeal to folks for review on the site. And I am so grateful to the author Adib Khorram, K-H-O-R-R-A-M, Adib Khorram, who has written 2 wonderful books. First called Darius the Great Is Not Okay, and the sequel to it, Darius the Great Deserves Better. And these are wonderful books about a young Iranian-American kid in the Midwest, who is trying to grapple with growing up in a sort of mixed cultural household. He also suffers from anxiety and depression, and he also just might be gay. And so that sounds like a lot. It sounds like it's maybe too much, but it is beautifully written. These are wonderful books. They really forefront the complexity of growing up, particularly at this time. And they're sweet. The character will often talk about sitting with his dad to watch Star Trek episodes, or their fondness for brewing different kinds of tea. And ultimately, the books really forward the value of friendship and of caring families and finding the family that works for you. So they're beautiful books. I've absolutely adored them, and they've meant a lot to me over the pandemic period.
Jonathan, it's great. And you say, you know, it sounds like a lot, or, you know, could be seen as too much. But, you know, one of the things in these past couple of years is we see the extremes that young people have gone through and the rise in anxiety and depression and self-harm. And so to have a book like this that has a young man going through, you know, these kinds of intense experiences and many of them at once, I could see where that would be a very cathartic experience.
Absolutely. Totally relatable. On the Los Angeles Review of Books site, we actually have an interview with Adib, who's a wonderful, wonderful man and writer. So definitely check out these books.
And again, Darius the Great is not okay. And Darius the Great deserves better by Adib Karam. Again, I want to hear from you, your recommendations of books that in 2021 really were helpful. And that could be, it could be comforting. It could be because it really helped inspire you to do something or to take action in a way that you were glad that you were able to do. Maybe it caused you to think about your relationships in a different way. But I would love to hear, and it doesn't have to be a new book, of course, any more than the music we talked about on Monday's program was new. Most of it wasn't new. It's great if these are new books, but it certainly doesn't have to be. 866-893-KPECC. Jimmy in downtown Los Angeles said two books by Larry McMurtry, Terms of Endearment. The book is great. Even made it into a movie. And The Evening Star, its sequel, just as good. That's Jimmy in downtown Los Angeles. 866-893-KPECC or email us at atcomments@kpecc.org. You can also tweet your book recommendation, tweet at AirTalk. And again, please include your location as well as your Twitter handle. Eric, I want to hear about this book that I was reading your notes on this, and I got so excited. In fact, the hair on the back of my neck started standing up a little bit. Mexican Gothic by Silvia Moreno Garcia. Tell us about this book.
Oh, yeah. This is, I read this early in the year, and it's a fabulously atmospheric novel that I think, you know, shifts a lot of what we're used to reading in the Gothic novel while still kind of delivering all the thrills and social critique that we know that genre for. So it's set in 1950 Mexico, and that's at a time when women don't yet have the right to vote, and in which, you know, women face a world in which marriage will really be the sum total of their life. And so we have this firebrand protagonist, Noemi, who, you know, she wants to pursue a degree in anthropology. And the story starts out with her checking in on her cousin Catalina, who's kind of all but disappeared after marrying this mysterious scion of a silver mining fortune. But what we come to find out is this really dark horror that the readers enter into. And that's a world where walls speak threatening words. And of course, the in-laws are menacing. And it was just beautiful and different. And I could not put it down.
Oh, it sounds creepy and interesting. It sounds definitely worthwhile. Mexican Gothic by Silvia Moreno Garcia. Julia in Venice emailed us. One of my literary friends in New York recommended I read this book that puts our imperfect world into perfect perspective. It's called Fresh from Farmer's Valley by Justin Bass. You can find it as an ebook and a paperback. I highly recommend it to all the KPECC listeners. Apparently a bestseller about oil and water and corruption. Gina in South Pasadena emailed us to say the book that will stay in my mind is Successful Aging by Daniel J. Levitin. I learned so much from it. Judith emailed us Cloud Cuckoo Land, a fantastic, if somewhat dystopian, wonder that took me away from dwelling on the COVID-19 pandemic, Cloud Cuckoo Land. Kathy in Manhattan Beach emailed to say Chatter, The Voice in Our Head, Why It Matters and How to Harness It by Ethan Cross. We actually interviewed him for that book, Kathy, so I don't know whether it came to your attention from our conversation with him or not. But yes, I found that book very beneficial. Trevor in Hollywood emailed us, "I recently reread Orwell's Down and Out in Paris and London. If you're ever down on life, it's a good book and always reminds me how much worse things could be." That's Trevor in Hollywood, 866-893-KPECC, or email us at atcomments@kpecc.org. Jonathan, you have another YA title that you want to bring to our attention.
Absolutely. The winner of the National Book Award in Young Adult Fiction this year is Melinda Lowe's Last Night at the Telegraph Club, which is really a wonderful historical YA set in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 1950s, and talks about a young Asian American woman grappling with her own coming of age and coming into an awareness of her sexuality. And I think for a lot of contemporary LGBT readers, but also for just pretty much anybody who's interested in what it would have been like to grow up queerly before many LGBT people were granted the civil rights that they now enjoy, this is a wonderful portrait of that time and of about the underground kinds of cultures and subcultural formations that people would find for themselves and create in order to make their lives survivable. So I'm so glad that Melinda's work is getting the recognition that it is getting and that she has just won the National Book Award for this wonderful novel.
And again, that's Melinda Lowe, the author of Last Night at the Telegraph Club. Doug in Hollywood said Mark Twain's novel Joan of Arc, it was his favorite book that he wrote as well. I love how determined Joan's character is in the novel. It made me want a mission of my own. Yeah, Doug, that's what I was talking about. For some people, it's inspiration that comes from these books, not just being transported to a different location. Kim in Lincoln Heights says, the Outlander series, I watched the TV show, then read all 8 books in 4 months. They really got me interested in history, and it took me out of all the stuff happening in real life. The Outlander series from Kim in Lincoln Heights. And Pablo in Altadena says, local Pasadena author Naomi Hirahara's Clark and Division. It's centered around a Japanese-American family living in Chicago after internment. A fantastic read and very close to experiences my own family had. That's Pablo in Altadena and talking about Naomi Hirahara's Clark and Division from the LA Review of Books. So glad to have Jonathan Alexander and Eric Newman with us. From Sherman Oaks, we have caller Andrea with us. Andrea, thank you so much. What book for you made a difference?
Hi, thanks, Larry. I read a book called Escape from the Ordinary by Julie Bradley that profoundly changed my life. It's about a man and a woman who buy a sailboat and sail around the world. And it's such a good book that as a result, as soon as I read it, I decided to crew on a sailboat in the South Pacific. So in other words, in the middle of COVID, I jumped on a total stranger sailboat on the other side of
to
learn how to sail. It was the best thing I've ever done in my life. And then it led to a new job. I'd been laid off during COVID, a new job as a travel writer, which is the best job I've ever had in my life. So Escape from the Ordinary by Julie Bradley. It is available from the library, and I really recommend it on audio because she narrates it, and it's fantastic.
Andrea, could you ever have imagined a book could be so inspirational that you would be as adventurous as you were and that it would change your career?
I kind of can't imagine that because I find books so inspiring that they really do provide a catalyst in my life quite often that sends me off in some different and wonderful direction. But I never would have thought it could have led to an experience as blended as this.
Andrea, this is wonderful. Thank you so much. Great to have you with us on Air Talk. Chuck in Temple City says, The Story of Mankind by Hendrik Willem van Loon. It was the first John Newbery Award winner in 1921. It's a young adult novel, but perfect for light reading as an adult. The Story of Mankind, Hendrik Willem van Loon. Jonathan, are you familiar with that book?
You know, I am familiar with many of the Newbery Award winners, but not that one, not recently. So I will check it out.
Yeah, Chuck says the very first in 1921. Nick in North Hollywood, Emotional Robots, a graphic novel by Alex Zohar about the illusory promises the tech hold through funny illustrated robots trying to navigate the world, a lot like our current moment, Nick in North Hollywood says. Hans in Eagle Rock says Adam Schiff's book, the congressman who represents the area, including where Hans lives. Midnight in Washington, a fantastic memoir from Adam Schiff, Hans says, reflection on the political events of the past 2 years. All right, we're looking for your contributions in books that really made a difference for you in 2021. Eric, chance for you to add another title that was meaningful for you this year.
Yeah, so one book that, while it is a doorstopper, it's a humongous book, but it reads quite quickly, and I found it very moving, is Sarah Schulman's Let the Record Show, A Political History of ACT UP New York, 1987 to 1993. So what I mean, this is based on almost 200 interviews that were compiled over two decades with members of ACT UP, and it is an expansive history that is not just a kind of hagiography or a misty-eyed look back. It's a real on-the-ground look at the organizational tactics and work of the ACT UP movement at a time that I think, you know, especially people my generation, I think we tend to forget that this is from a period when, A, the contemporary rights that gays and lesbians have today were not even considered possible, and when the government and much of the public turned a blind eye to the AIDS crisis and its victims. So it's a beautiful and deeply moving book that made me think, what am I doing with my life? You know, what do I need to do to get active and to make real change? And I think that it already has and likely will continue to inspire contemporary activists because of the way that it looks at both what worked in the movement and I think importantly what didn't.
Well, and you know, as someone who was covering what ACT UP was doing at that time, Eric, you know, this also was a divisive issue within the gay and lesbian communities as well.
Sure.
And so there's so many layers of complexity to dive into. It sounds absolutely fascinating. And the book titled Let the Record Show, A Political History of ACT UP New York. Sarah Schulman is the author, and it looks at the years 1987 to 1993. Jonathan, back to you as the Young Adult Book Section Editor for the LA Review of Books. Another recommendation for us.
A book published just earlier this year in April that has made a lot of splash and is getting a lot of attention. An author, Kaysen Callender, who's been around for a while, published a really groundbreaking book called Felix Ever After, about a young black and trans individual trying to make his way in the world. Really powerful. It's great to see trans representation in young adult fiction. It really has, for the last couple of years, been a banner set of years for LGBT representation in young adult work. And so we're really glad to be able to represent this.
Felix Ever After is the book. Kaysen Callender is the author of the book. Let me share some more listener input. Ella tweeted us, love, love, love the Elena Ferrante series, My Brilliant Friend. I devoured over 1,600 pages in 4 weeks. It allowed me to transport myself emotionally and mentally, something that helped me cope tremendously through COVID and personal loss. Ron tweeted at AirTalk, I love to recommend The Last Policeman trilogy by Ben H. Winters for anyone who loves science fiction, police procedurals, and dystopian speculative fiction. It's an engrossing story about a cop trying to solve a mystery just a few months before a comet hits the Earth. Wow. The Last Policeman trilogy by Ben H. Winters.
That was Larry Mantle, joined on Air Talk by Jonathan Alexander and Eric Newman from the Los Angeles Review of Books. And thanks to all of you who shared your recommendations for the books that helped you make it through 2021. I know I got a lot of good ideas for 2022. And thanks for listening to this weekend edition of The LA Report. Suzanne Watley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, have a healthy and safe Christmas weekend. I'm Austin Kraus.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.